I always show you a picture out of my office window. Well, this happens to be my office window out of the north side. And I don't know, some of you may remember Sputnik. I do. My dad used to roust us kids out. We lived way out in the country in a dark night, 2 o'clock in the morning, to watch Sputnik go over. So I've always been, in fact, my wife wanted to be she got an engineering degree. She wanted to be an astronaut. So we've always been interested as a family in the space. And you may remember that earlier this summer, Endeavour made its last trip west. This has not been photoshopped. This is a shot that Brandon Sangster at our lab took as Endeavour made its last trip west over Las Cruces. And that's our flagpole, and she's gone. So anyway, to me, that's kind of a poignant picture. Also, I found out that Sputnik that I thought I was looking at, I read recently, it was actually the last booster rocket. It also attained orbit, and Sputnik was some miles ahead of that. So I was kind of disappointed to learn that. All right, back down to Earth. Talking about sawtooth design, this is a project I've been working on for a while. This is the cut-down ginstand continental double eagle that we use for this work. And so I wanted to use a high-capacity stand because that's primarily what most folks are using these days. What we did is we, besides the standard saw that was in Continental, we got 4, I'll call them aftermarket saws, but they are saws made specifically for Continental by different suppliers. We built them up on separate mandrels, and we tested them in this regard. Now, one of the things, unfortunately you can't see it on this slide, but one of the ways, I knew nothing about these suppliers as far as their design, but one of the ways you test saws is right down here, if you could see it at the bottom, is you put these slips of paper in between the rib and the saw, and you push the saw forward to make sure that point enters first. That's standard in the Jenner's handbook, and that's what we did to all these saws, and they all passed. I want to show you some saws here. This is prior to break-in. This is saw number one, one of the suppliers. This doesn't happen to be the Continental saw, but show you. I want you to just look at several things. One is just the kind of the tooth shape, the shape of this throat here, and also the side grinding. Hopefully you can see up there. I can see it on the screen here. I'm not sure you can see it there, but these are fairly rough, even after side ground and ready to go. Whoops, this thing does that. Okay, this is saw number one as we designated it. This is saw number two. This actually happens to be the Continental saw. You can see the side grinding here, quite a bit different in tooth shape. This tooth I would call a full roach back. You can see the hump on the back there. That's primarily for strength. The Continental saw is kind of a semi-roach, I guess you would call it. Quite a bit of difference in the tooth design. Saw number three, you can see a lot of difference there, of course, in the side grinding as well, but I don't know if you can see, for example, this tooth right here is, oops, this thing is really sensitive. This tooth right there is pretty rough. Of course, this is prior to any break-in. This thing's really a pain. Anyway, saw number three. Now, I want you to pay attention as I go through the report. Saw number one, number two, and number five. Here's number four. Again, you see quite a bit of difference in the tooth shape, but you can see the grinding, the side grinding. We have saw number five is another supplier. Again, it's almost a full roach back tooth. Quite a bit of difference in the grinding, you noticed, as far as the depth as it goes down on the tooth. The way these teeth are manufactured is they're individually punched on the saw circumference, then they're side ground, and then you run them in sand to kind of clean them up. And of course, as any Jenner knows, when you put in a set of saws, you also have to run those a while before they start operating properly. So we mounted these saws. The Continental saws had already been broken in. We mounted these saws in the mandrel. We ran a couple of bales of cotton over them before we actually did the test to do a little bit of break-in. Now, as far as Jenner's are concerned, again, I said saw number two was the standard Continental saw. What you're interested in here, dadgummit, what you're interested in here in is the number, the pounds of seed cotton per minute. Now, this is the pounds per minute in the whole gin stand. And you'll see number two, the Continental, actually had the highest ginning rate, and this is holding the gin stand at 75% power, which translates, if you look at that 89 pounds of seed cotton per minute, that's roughly about 40 pounds per saw per hour, which is a fairly high ginning rate. And so the others, you see number one there at 75% power was significantly less in ginning rate. And then number five was not too far under number two. Okay. Looking at one, two, and five specifically, number two here before lint cleaning had the longest length, which looks good. But after lint cleaning, there's quite a bit of reduction in length, as you'd expect. Length uniformity, the same sort of thing as far as HPI raw data. Still not bad. They're fairly close, but they're fairly consistent in that there are significant differences. APHIS length, again, this is raw fiber. Same kind of thing. What's interesting here is before length cleaning on the upper quartile length, if I can make things work simultaneously here and not go too far. Okay, there was no significant difference between length before length cleaning, but after length cleaning on the different saws, there was. And short fiber content, the same kind of thing. No difference in short fiber content prior to length cleaning, but after there was. Don't know what that effect, why that affects there, but it was consistent and it was significant. Okay, now what we're really interested in is how this would affect spinning. Now we did both open end and ring spun on these yarns. The only difference we found in open end is the fiber length and drawing sliver. We didn't find anything else. That's really not very significant or very important. Open end is pretty tolerant to a lot of things. But when we went to ring spun, we found some very significant differences. And this is where I want you to look at saws number one, two, and five, remembering number two is the standard Continental. If you look at ring ends down, this is number per thousand spindle hours, you can see that saw number one had the lowest ends down by quite a bit. 29 ends went down in that length of time. This is like a gin choke-up as far as the textile industry is concerned. You see the standard Continental saw had a much higher ends down, and the number five, again, was quite a low ends down as compared to number two. So this is significant just in textile processing efficiency. This means money as far as the textile industry is concerned. As a ginner, you know, you get a choke-up, that means money, as we've seen, as far as energy use and all those kind of things. Also, strength. There was a difference in strength on this 20 singles. And neps, quite a bit of difference in neps. The highest production rate, which would have been number two as far as ginning, actually had higher neps, quite significantly higher neps, but the strength was better. So there's one regard. Another quality, yarn quality parameter is thick places and thin places. Again, number one and five were significantly better than number two, even though the coefficient of variation was pretty much the same. In other words, the variability was the same across all of these as far as it goes. There's some very significant difference in yarn quality. I just superimpose on top, again, number two is the standard in white. Number one is the yellow, which was the slowest running. Number one was the slowest as far as gin production, but had some of the highest yarn quality. You can see there's quite a bit of difference there as you superimpose those over one another. Number three, number two, again, a significant some differences there as far as the imposing one over the other. Again, here's number five and number two, which was fairly comparable to number two. I guess the conclusions I get out of this is that there are some very small design differences in compression of gin saw teeth. I quote small because the teeth are small to start with, but very significant differences. The gin saw production rate we found was not directly related to fiber or yarn quality, but there were significant differences in raw fiber quality due to gin saw design, as I've shown you. There were significant differences in spinning quality due to gin saw design. And out of this, what have we gotten? Well, we decided we need to run some more tests to try to determine, could we actually have the best of both worlds, higher production rate in the gin, as well as higher quality and as far as spinning goes. And the reason I'm interested particularly in ring spinning is because I think that's really the future for U.S. particularly high quality cottons as we get into air jet spinning, and which is starting to be introduced in the U.S. market. And I think as far as air jet spinning and high quality yarns, we have a real part to play in that. And I think we can make some impact to that as sawtooth design. So we're still working on how do we do this, but I think there's a potential here for having some very significant differences in gin saw teeth and the quality of the fiber actually produced. Now, I always show you my grandchildren, and I'm going to do the same here. These are quite new pictures. I want to show you, particularly my little granddaughter on the right here. This is, we were shipping cattle here in the end of October, and she came ready to ship. She had her pink hat on, her boots, and she was ready to go. And then that's my view out my office window, the rest of that. So anyway, any questions?
How about wear? How does the effect of wear over throughout the season show up in quality attributes as well as?
I don't know if you heard that question. Tommy asked, how does wear show up? I think that's a very good question. It's one of the things we really can't test in the lab because we don't do enough running. But what I want to do is once we decide on some kind of a saw design to actually test that, put these in a gin and run them. Of course, the sawtooth design for this one particularly is a fairly robust design intended to wear a long time and be less easily broken. This tooth would probably break a little easier than number one. This tooth, again, a very robust tooth design. In fact, the supplier here, they said that we design our teeth to last a long time. It was also, as far as ginning rate, a lower one. This one, again, more fragile tooth design. But wear is a good question. That's something we really need to test that. Any other questions? Yes, sir. Correct, yes, sir. Exactly, yeah, which is sort of standard procedure. But a tooth like this would be more easily bent than maybe a tooth like that. That's a good point. Any other questions? If not, thank you very much. Enjoyed it.